No place called home. Exposing the truth on Tower FM.
All this week, we're talking about the issue of homelessness in Bolton and Bury. For the fourth year in a row, the number of people who have nowhere to live has risen.
They set you on fire just for the hell of doing it. When they're coming out of the pub, see an homeless person in the doorway. Come out with a beer bottle on the way home. Bottle you, set you on fire, nick one of your shoes so you won't sound like an idiot.
That's Robert, who spent time living on the streets. But it's not just people sleeping rough.
Clearly, it is only the tip of the iceberg. There are thousands of other people sleeping on the streets occasionally, on the edge of homelessness, staying with friends and family, staying in insecure accommodation.
We'll be finding out why people end up on the streets.
If you're homeless, you've got to be stressed. You've got to be anxious. You're not going to be in a safe place. The uncertainty of where you sleep day to day, it's got to obviously impact on your mental health.
And we'll be speaking to those who are trying to do something about it.
My understanding of homelessness in Bolton and wider is, in actual fact, that it is growing. There are a record number of people who are literally just one pay packet away from financial disaster.
No Place Called Home, a Tower FM new special.
Most of us could never imagine the true feeling of hunger or fear. We take a hot shower and a warm bed for granted and would never dream of being a target of physical abuse for someone's entertainment. Jenna became homeless when she was just 21.
My problems arose from depression and spent about £20,000 in a year on drink and drugs. In 2005, just after my 21st birthday, I declared bankruptcy and began sleeping rough shortly after that. One of the things that you end up doing is wandering around at all times of the day because it's very difficult to find somewhere to sleep. And even though you can be in a crowd at times, one of the things that you feel is incredible loneliness. It can be quite dangerous. You are around drug users, people who are constantly drunk. But on the other side of it, something that you will find quite often is companionship with other people who've been through similar situations.
She explained that living on the streets was strangely beneficial. She couldn't afford to drink or take drugs and refused to steal or beg.
It was my dad eventually who actually turned around and said, look, I'd like you to come up and stay with me. I had a lot of self-confidence issues. So he wasn't able to provide the support that perhaps now he would have done in retrospect. And that meant that after a few months, I was back out by myself again. And unfortunately, at the time, being quite young and naive, I went into escort work.
No Place Called Home, 107.4 Tower FM.
Jenna's story sounds extreme, but for some, it's reality. Tomorrow, we'll be hearing from a man who once had a normal working life, but lost everything.
Let's urinate on this homeless guy here, you know, or let's set fire to him, or let's vomit on him, or let's pinch his stuff and do this. It's just craziness.
No Place Called Home, a Tower FM new special. Find out more and listen again at towerfm.co.uk.